Once, Captain.
The engine seer hums as she settles by the main cogitator bank. Neural cabling slithers from beneath her heavy robes and locks into sockets mounted on the face of it. The moment of connection makes the muscles misfire in the human part of Suma's face. Her lip curls. Despite that, she keeps humming. She says that it soothes the fortune's failure. It does not soothe Dover. Not one bit.
That's better.
If it were repaired, it would be better. This is merely quieter.
Captain, you called for me.
Ark turns that oft-present scowl on him. It pulls at the honor scar on her right cheek that she can only have earned losing a jewel.
I want to know why you dropped us from warp with no warning.
The failing was not mine. That honor belongs to this wreck of a ship. The Favor could have broken apart in those tides. She is weak.
Careful, Navigator. I will have no such words about my fine lady.
Your fine lady dropped us from warp. I followed the light to safety.
Safety. Right. Looks like some kind of nowhere to me.
Dovar glares at the ship's security officer. Darrell Haritz is a tall man, built to hurt and be hurt. He is standing as if at parade rest, though he is no soldier. Not anymore. Now, Haritz is little better than a thug with a pistol. A nobody with killer's eyes.
Enough.
Aye, sir.
Can you get us back to the warp, Navigator?
Not without the drive.
Then we repair it. Suma?
Replacement dampeners and containment diodes are required. They were burned out by an excess of Imperianic feedback.
Can you do it, yes or no?
No. We do not carry replacement dampeners, nor containment diodes.
Of course we don't.
I do not see the reason for laughter.
Of course you don't. The Favor is more human than you are.
Factually incorrect, Sergeant. My body is composed of 56.4% organic components. The Favor's only organic component...
Dovar looks out into the void. Stars blink half-heartedly through thick, serpentine coils of nebula cloud.
Factually incorrect.
Dovar shudders. He tastes blood again.
Suma, Halitz, I said that's enough. God, Emperor knows my head is singing sorely enough already.
Captain, I have something. A Vox transmission from further inside the nebula.
Put it over the emitters, Varro.
Hail, travellers!
This is Captain Karina Ark of the Fortune's Favor. We are in need of dock and repair. Our warp drive has failed us and we are becalmed in the nebula. Can you assist? Do you hear us? I say again, we are in need of dock and repair. Can you assist?
I hear you, Captain Karina Ark of the Fortune's Favor. Assistance will be given gladly. Coordinates to follow. It is easy to lose yourself in the nebula. Do not stray from the path I give you.
Understood. And where exactly is it that we are heading?
Watch Station 15-8, Barthes Sector. Those who pass through call us Refuge.
Refuge.
Well, Navigator, it seems that you were right. You did find us some kind of safety.
All that Dovar can do is nod, because he has found much more than safety. It cannot be coincidence, the name of this place. It is significant. The tides might thrash and churn, but the sea always leads somewhere. Dovar has always wanted more. More than the Fortune's Favor, plying trade lanes and running pilgrimage routes. More than Ark and Halitz and Suma and the rest of them. He is Aradash Ro, sole heir of House Dovar. Have his due.
Refuge. Refuge.
He just has to get on board that station. Refuge Watch Station is a 1512 Jupiter pattern, a central spire surrounded by a series of habitable rings. It is an old design, and to engine seer Loni Suma, quite beautiful. Void tarnished glassaic glints in its arched viewports, all of which, save for a handful, are dark. There are berths for two ships, but they both lie empty with their umbilicals retracted. Suma suspects minor degree power failure,